Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success, the podcast that breaks down the actual scientific physics of success, helps you tune in to your most authentic self, vibrate at your most powerful frequency, and achieve the purpose-driven life, career, and/or business of your dreams. Join us as we jump right in and let's start the magic. Hey there, fearless fam. So today is another episode of the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success with your host, Melissa LaPlante and Lawrence Harris. And today we're going to talk about something that's pretty important. But before we get into that, I just have a couple of announcements. So we have a huge, amazing guest list upcoming for you. Emmy Award-winning video coaches, we have podcasting experts, we have doctors in leadership, and just a huge array of amazing people that are going to be on this show giving their advice and their perspective. And I can't wait to dive into all those conversations. But today it's just going to be me and Lawrence, and we're going to be talking about the importance of authenticity in a cookie cutter world. And why it's so important that we live in our authenticity more now than ever. I think something that I recently realized, I don't know if it was recently, but more so I finally was able to put it into words. And it's that a lot of people don't understand that, you know, we live in a cookie cutter society because the corporations and the media have teamed up together to make it so. And why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because if everybody believes they want to wear the same pair of jeans, then it's pretty easy for the company to make one pair of jeans, and that saves them quite a bit of money. If everybody believes that they want to drink the same soda, well, it's pretty easy to only make three sodas, right? So the agenda behind this cookie cutter idealism of everyone has to be the same and that there is a status quo, it really only benefits the corporations. It does not benefit us as human beings who are in desperate need to express ourselves in our own individual ways. So today we're going to kind of talk about, you know, how we can break away from that. Like, what can we do? And, you know, a lot of people want to try to jump in the top down and fix all these problems, right? But I guess the best example that I can give is the only way that we can really bring down these larger cookie cutter things like the media and these corporations that tell us exactly who and how we're supposed to be things is by replacing them. Everybody wants to, you know, just go in and attack the corporations or attack the media. But honestly, Lawrence, I got a question for you. Do you know anyone in 2024 who is currently using a rotary corded telephone?
Nope. I can't even, my grandma doesn't have that.
Exactly. And what are they all using instead?
Cell phones.
Absolutely. And why is that? Because the cell phone came in and it replaced the corded phone with the rotary dial, right? Nobody went on a war against rotary phones. Nobody was like, take down the rotary phones, you know? But time and progression provided a better solution, right? And so it's no different that we need to become the cell phones and make the corporations a rotary phone, right? We need to be out there expressing our authentic gifts, giving what we have inside of us, because when you live in a neighborhood where there's like five people who make authentic handmade stuff, and you can go to the lady down the road and she'll make a dress for you that's not only in your perfect taste, but it fits your body completely. Are you going to go see her who's a few miles away and you have a relationship with her, you care about her, you want to benefit her financially by buying the dress that you know she will make perfectly just for you, or are you going to go to Target? So the more of those people that are out there giving their gift, doing the thing that they are meant to do, the more options that people will have. And people are always going to choose, you know, the authentic. I mean, look at Etsy. Etsy.com is an excellent resource for people who don't want to buy corporate made crap. They want to go and they want to buy jewelry that's handmade. They want to buy journals that are handmade, you know, things that come from someone's heart and artistic expression. And so, you know, we have a lot of people out there who say, well, I can't do this or I can't do that because everybody's already doing it. But that's not actually true because everybody is Sony. Everybody is Target, you know, and it's not everybody, right? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today is really the importance of authenticity and creating from your inner gifts to give to those around you, because no, you're not going to be as huge as Target, but you don't need to be to affect your community and still thrive. Right. And so I think that it's important that we start to move away from the idea that we all have to be this one specific set of things, because it's easier for the corporations to mass produce our clothing, our food, our entertainment, et cetera, because we have been brainwashed to believe that this is what we should be eating, wearing, and watching. You know what I'm saying? What are your thoughts on that, Lawrence?
Perfect example of that right there is, in my own experience, has been my hair. So many times, people have told me I should cut my hair, that they don't like it, that they have all these opinions about what is on my head, what I go to sleep with, what I do with myself. Yeah, and the interesting thing about that is I don't do anything whatsoever to my hair. I have one that's shorter. I've got one that are way skinnier. Some of them are longer down my back. I have one that are only up to my neck or my ear. My hair is nowhat near perfect. No one could look at my hair and go, every line of it is exactly perfect. But in being authentic, it is perfect. Because, like you said, when we are in this cookie-cutter world, we're constantly being told, you have to just be one way. Just be in this box. But
yes,
even children toy sets, they don't just have boxes. They have boxes. They have circles, squares, triangles, trapezoids, octagons. So if you are an octagon, you should not try to be a square. Because you cannot be something that you are not. But we're so often conditioned to believe we must be what the world wants us to be rather than who and what we are. And we're often not even given the room to express that. Because just take a very easy look at music. Turn on a radio and play three random songs. Three random songs, any radio station, any part of the U.S. You're going to hear the same songs. Why is that? Because that's what most people are buying. And that's what the record labels produce. And this is an example I love to point out. Prior to the 1980s, conscious rap music, so rap music about how to uplift your community, how to invest your money, how to spread peace and love, was super popular. All of a sudden, the 1990s roll around and gangster rap music pops up, which already existed. It was already a thing, but now it's getting pushed. However, what people don't notice is private prisons also pop up at that time. And guess who owned the record? Guess who owned the music? Who owned the record label, and who owned the private prison? People pushing the violent music. So,
of course,
the record label can't say, you must make this. But they can decide who and what they push. And if who and what they push is going to make them more money, because you buy their album, you get sent to their private prison, so you're making them money by being in prison. And then when you get out, you're going to keep making the money by continuing to buy the album. That is why we are so conditioned to just be squares, despite the fact that we are trapezoids, triangles, octagons, rectangles. You are who you are, but the world wants you to be what it wants you to be because it benefits them, not benefits you.
Absolutely. God, what an excellent point. And, you know, something that you sparked in my memory, talking about children's toys, is how we've been conditioned that certain things are what they are. Like, for instance, did you know pink was never a girl's color until Play School, the company, started making pink things and saying they were for girls? So that was like, I forget when, I want to say it might have been the 1940s or 50s. I could be wildly wrong on the timeline of that. But what I do know is that Play School, the children's toy company, started making everything for girls in pink. But previous to that, pink had been a boy's color too. And so, but now we live in a society where pink is for girls and blue is for boys, only because a corporation said so. Like, what? You know, and I happen to love a man in pink. When I see a like strong alpha male wearing like a light pink dress shirt, that is sexy to me. I'm like, look at you owning your persona, right? Look at you being who exactly you want to be, regardless of who the industries have told you to be. And, you know, and private prisons, oh my God, you are speaking so much truth right there. Because thank God, California has outlawed that, and all of our prisons are no longer privately funded, and no longer can they make money off of our prisoners. But, you know, I saw a meme the other day. It was like a meme question that was promoting people to comment. And it said, what is America better at than any other country? And I dead ass commented and said, incarcerating its people. Because we have the highest incarceration. We have the entire, you know, and then there's the agenda of like, you know, so many people assume certain races are criminals, right? So our prisons are filled more with Blacks and Hispanics than whites, because we have been conditioned to believe that since the times of, you know, when slavery ended and the white man was like, well, we still have to make these people bad, right? So we're going to create new agendas as to why they're bad. They're no longer, you know, misbehaving slaves. Now they're free. So we have to do something to stay on top, right? And so there's that constant mindset of profiting off of your fellow man. And that is what creates these horrible systems. And everybody, like I said, they want to jump in the top down to fix these systems. And you just can't do it that way. Something that I say to people all the time is that, you know, in order to break up these larger systems, we have to individually unfuck ourselves, right? Stop putting yourself in the box. Stop saying that, you know, I like pink because I'm a girl, or stop buying Coke or Pepsi only and start maybe drinking some fucking water. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, and our society has been groomed from school age to fit in. If you, I can say this wholeheartedly with personal experience, that as a neurodivergent individual in the American school systems, I was not allowed to question things. I literally, and I had all kinds of questions. I am the most curious person I know. Google has become my best fucking friend, because every time I'm like, hey, I wonder, I can go find out. When I was little, I was like, my mom had bought like the Encyclopedia Britannica, which was a big collection of encyclopedias that had all kinds of information. And I would literally spend a metric butt ton of my free time popping open these encyclopedias and looking up information, either just at random or if I actually had a question, you know. And so knowledge has always been important to me. But, you know, questioning things and why is this the way it is, that is so looked down upon in our school system. Be obedient, yeah. Be a producer, be a consumer, and that is it. you know, and, you know, so we give ourselves these limits and these beliefs that are so wildly inaccurate based on just what we're constantly being fed by the radio stations, the news sources, the entertainment that we watch. Just like you said, it's they push the agenda with everything that they're doing, but there's one agenda, right? Keep everybody compliant, keep everybody consuming, and keep everybody producing for the greater consumerism, right? There's anytime I will die on a hill with the belief that autism is not a disability. We can't be programmed, and that's your fucking problem with us. We don't adhere to the status quo. You know what I mean? And like, well, I got in trouble.
On that note right there, I got something I want to chip in.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so right on that note, I want to chip in the fact that one of the most dangerous things to big corporations is people who ask questions. Ask questions and don't just follow things blindly.
Yeah.
Because think of it like the way sheep work. If a group of sheep are walking toward a hill and one of them jumps off the hill, the sheep can see someone jump off a hill. They know that's a hill. They know if you jump, you will die. But then they jump.
Yeah.
They just follow after one another. And right, like you said earlier with Gene, if you can condition everybody to think, you want blue Levi's jeans. You want blue Levi's jeans. Levi's does not make any other color jeans but blue. They make different shades of blue.
Right.
They make darker and lighter blue. Pair,
but that's still just really dark blue.
Yeah. That's like you get blue, you get different shades of blue or black. And the only reason they have black is people who work in security. They have to wear black.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're still buying Levi's jeans.
Absolutely. And
when you start asking questions on deeper things, such as a really big one for me was, why do schools only teach you certain things? Like, why do public schools only teach you certain things, but private schools teach you completely different things? I've never gone to a private school. However, I've spoken to people who do. And we'll compare our experiences. And they're like, yeah, so when you were in class, you know, how was your investing course? And I'm like, investing course? They told you guys? Right? Yeah.
Right?
Like, or your business management course. In fifth grade? That's why people who come from... people who come from really rich families, they send them to private school. Because they know that public schools are meant to make you go from the school to prison pipeline. That's what public school design can do. A quote I don't know if I've ever been able to find. Yep.
I was just going to say that reminded me of the fact that, when Common Core education came out and it was really, I mean, the name is very telling in and of itself, Common Core, right? But what's funny is Bill Gates created Common Core and his children go to schools that don't teach it. So he knew what he was doing. Exactly. He knew what he was doing.
And on top of that, John D. Rockefeller, created the American School Board. And it was based around the idea of creating workers, not thinkers. They teach you just enough to handle work. They teach you enough of, hey, do these tasks when I say to do them. When that bell goes off, here where you go. That bell is also the same timing as a job. You go to school for 8 hours. You go to work for 8 hours. You sit at a desk for school. You sit at a desk for a lot of jobs. The school has a bell. The job has a bell. You get this much time for a lunch break, which is the same amount of time you're given for a lunch break at a job. And this whole system was created by the guy who used bells in his factory. But when I used to bring that up to people, they always thought I was a conspiracy theorist until I started bringing historic documents. I can give you the documents, the facts, the first person eyewitnesses, talk to them. The facts don't lie.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and so it comes back to what I constantly preach, what my entire method as a coach and a speaker and everything is about, is that, you know, we each have an individual DNA purpose within us that we should be completing, right? And so, you know, I use this example in my keynote speech, and I say it to clients all the time. I have never, and please, if anyone watching this podcast has seen otherwise, comment and let me know, because I would love to know, but I have never seen a flower pick up Cosmo magazine to figure out how to be a flower. And I have never seen a flower tune into Fox News to find out if it's being the right kind of flower or if it's safe from the other flowers. And I damn sure have never seen flower TMZ. Okay. So like, flowers don't ask people how to bloom. They don't look to other flowers to figure out how to, everything is in their seed. Every ounce of the code that is meant to be the flower they are supposed to bloom into is inside of them. And we are being taken in such a wildly opposite direction by corporations to say that no, everything that you believe is actually chaos and it's wrong, and the right way is XYZ, right? But the right way isn't XYZ, right? And so it's just, that's why I am on a greater mission out there trying to help people find their purpose and live that purpose, because that purpose is meant to help humanity, right? And because when I go and I see flowers, that beauty brightens my day. When I smell flowers, they smell amazing. Certain flowers can be used in medicine, and that is healing, right? Every piece of nature has a purpose of its own. Even if there's a whole field of flowers, every flower is different, right? And it doesn't, it doesn't need to measure up to the other flowers to be correct, right? And so here we have a garden of human beings out there, you know. And another example I use in my speech, but also I think I might have said this in my book, I don't know, I say it all the time though, is that by trying to jump into fixing all the larger problems of corporations and for-profit prisons and, you know, racism and all the horrible things that we have going on in the world because of the line of, you know, produce, consume, don't question that we've been led into like sheep, as you said, you know, the problem is that we can't do that. We have to go in and replace them by giving our gifts, by providing another option, right? So it would be the same as if you walked into a doctor and said, hey, fix my whole body right now. Just go. That doctor would look at you like you had two heads. And he'd be like, I'm a foot doctor, okay? I can help your foot and I can refer you out to other doctors to you know, do what you need to do, right? And so as people, we are meant to be a certain cell within the greater organism, within the body. But the problem is that, you know, let's say in the body you had a liver and a heart, right? You have lots of things. But for this example, we're going to use liver and heart. And so one day a heart cell is looking over at a liver cell going, damn, that liver cell's life is lit. They're driving a nice car. They're living in a nice house. They got a fine ass girlfriend. I'm going to go be a liver cell. Right? And they run over and they do that. Then every heart cell follows after because they think that's the right thing we should all be doing. And now the body doesn't have a heart. And that's exactly what we are doing to the greater organism by following all of these rules and boxes that we're supposed to fit into and purchasing the same products and watching the same media and listening to the same music. Just, you know, we are all abandoning what we're supposed to be doing as our personal cell, right? And then that makes us a cancerous cell. And as a result, there are larger tumors in the greater organism because we are trying to be liver cells when we're heart cells, or trying to be heart cells when we're liver cells, or whatever, right? And so it's my mission. It's my mission to go out there and wake up every cell that I can reach to its cellular purpose, to the thing that it's meant to give, because not only is that within physics, you know, people keep trying to, humans on a larger level, keep trying to separate themselves from nature as though we are better than nature, as though we are not absolutely part of nature. Tell me one human being who can live without oxygen and sunlight and water. Tell me one. None of us can do that, right? But here we are trying to separate ourselves from nature and from physics. And I make this joke a lot because it's relatable, but also it's so true. As a woman over 40, I cannot argue with the law of gravity. Okay, I've tried. It don't work, right? But also, you can't argue with the other 11 laws either, which, you know, and we tried a couple times to do the episode on the 12 laws of physics and how they actually work for manifestation. But the universe decided that that was just going to have to be read in my book or learned in my class, yes, because I just could not get the episode to work. And I don't argue with the laws of physics. Okay. If something repeatedly isn't working for me, then I realize that, okay, it's obviously I need to change something or do something to better align myself with the greater mission. Right. But, you know, bringing it back to the point at hand is that, you know, we really can't keep living as a society that goes against the grain of nature and what we are designed to be doing. Right. And so if you're out there and you're like, I can't do this or do that, because even though it's within my heart to do that, well, all these giant corporations are already doing it. And how can I compete in that sea? But the more of us that do that, exactly, the more options there are. And then suddenly we become the cell phones and the corporations become the rotary. Right. But nobody was picketing with signs against rotary phones. Okay. You know, like nobody was trying to destroy these technologies. Instead, what we did is we built upon them and made them better in a way that we could then move into a new era of doing things. And it's no different with, you know, humanity serving its greater purpose individually as well as collectively, right? And like I said, I will die on a hill about, you know, I don't believe in disability at all. And I know that's a wildly controversial statement. So let me clarify it. There are men who have run in Olympic track who didn't have legs. There are painters who are quadriplegic and did it with their mouth. There are people who play wheelchair basketball. There are, you know, autistic people who are out there peopling every day. Hi. So you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do the things that are hard if it's what's within you that's meant to do. I'm not going to run track even with my two legs. I don't run. In fact, if you see me running, you better run, because it means something's chasing me, because a bitch don't run. So, but it was within his DNA, within his cellular purpose that he wanted so badly to complete that wasn't an obstacle for him, you know? And so we've got this entire society that says, if you're different in any way, whether you're autistic or you're physically disabled, or you are a minority of some sort, or you're just not in the box, in the status quo, then you're disabled. And the only thing that is disabling everybody is society and the way it's fucking set up. And, you know, and I know, yeah. I keep joking, but I kind of believe this to a degree that, you know, I'm coming for corporations in my work. I am coming to empower the entire world to stand up and give their gifts. And you know what? If I get assassinated for that, exactly, then good. I died a hero's death. Like, I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to keep pressing this agenda, you know? Yeah.
So right there, that just sparked something in my head that I want to mention. Something that is very important to notice throughout history is that when people are making revolutionary changes, all of a sudden, people from bigger corporations who realize the impact their message would have try to silence them. Let's just look through history. Yeah. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X,
yep,
Gandhi,
yep,
Fred Hampton.
Yep.
There was a guy who invented a water-powered car. Like,
yeah, I heard about that.
Purely off water.
Yeah.
What it did was it separated the hydrogen and oxygen from water, and you could turn an actual car into a water-powered car. It went the same speed.
I remember reading about that when it came out.
It had no carbon footprint.
Nope.
And all of a sudden, keep in mind, the guy was in his 30s. No health conditions. Not diabetic, not cancer, nothing. All of a sudden, just go to dinner, dead. That's kind of fishy. Yeah. Or the guy who invented, during the period of time when gas prices were going crazy, he invented something you could put on your car that would make it way more efficient.
Yeah.
Car from Japan. In America, we have laws about how efficient a car can be. So cars in Japan, where our cars are made, are more efficient because they allow them to be. But ours, we don't.
Yep.
Because if you made the car 100% more efficient, gas companies don't get as much money. And on the note of the thing that I do, that I have a very strong feeling that they're going to try to like block my message out somewhere. What I do is I help people to realize who they truly are and realize that under all those layers of I can't because I'm too young, I look a certain way, I talk this way, I don't come from a rich family, I don't have this background, I don't have this. I am a walking example of all of these things. I am 18 years old. I am a black man in America. I have dreadlocks, so people assume that I smoke when I don't. I do not come from a rich family. I do not have a PhD. I don't have anyone in my family who has a history as an author. That at 18 years old, I simply said to myself, I can because I can. I am who I am. I will be what I choose to be. And I will become what I decide to become. So I became an author,
I love how much a public you've speaker, with that mindset.
A coach. And those are just three of them. I also am an artist. I've helped people completely change their life. I have people who will tell me things like, you have poured light into me. You have helped me to see myself in a better way. You made
Isn't
me
that
realize that
I
matter. Yeah, like when you hear somebody say that you help them feel like they matter, not because they gave you something, not because it's a transaction, but I truly care about everyone I help. Because my goal isn't just to be able to pay my bills. My goal isn't just to be able to go eat at whatever restaurant I want. My goal is to help you, to help yourself realize that nothing in this world can stop you unless you let it. All limitations are in the mind. And by helping you to peel back all those layers and help you to break free of that societal conditioning of because I'm a man or because I'm a woman, I have to act this way because I came from this background, because all my friends are like this, my family is like that. In order for someone to be the first, someone has to be the first. And there's no reason why you can't be the first author in your family. Why you can't be the first millionaire in your family.
I want to pause you there.
Why you can't be the...
I want to pause you there because we actually have an incredible guest coming very soon. I already booked her. I forget what date we're recording her episode. But she is a woman who has founded what's called the Fearless... generation, and she is a first gen Latina who is out there trying to empower first generation people. I'm the first in my family to do XYZ. She's out there letting them know you can be the first and you can be powerful. And so I can't wait to have her on and have that whole episode where we talk about the limiting of belief of I can't do it because nobody else has. That's going to be a really good episode. So I want to wrap up this particular episode with some final thoughts, which are that, you know, if you're out there and you're like, I can't do this or I can't do that because X, Y, Z, there's no such thing as can't. There's I'm not able to yet. And you know, find the resources that you need, rather it be something that you need to learn in order to become better at what you do. And that doesn't mean go pay for some college. The internet is absolutely full of knowledge, and an incredible tool, if you guys aren't using it right now, is AI, because you can ask ChatGPT any question and it literally has the entire database of the universe of knowledge to reflect on and to tell you, hey, yeah, this is the answer to your question. If you're not good at research, I'm kind of a researchaholic. It's important that you don't give up on yourself based on Yes, please. But it's important that you don't limit yourself just because the status quo, because the status quo is designed to keep you using a rotary phone when cell phones are available. And my last point on that, and then I'll turn it over to you because I know you had something important to say. You know, to the point that you were saying about the water created vehicle and all of that, they have actually solved and cured cancer using frequency medicine, which is insane because Pythagoras predicted that hundreds of years ago. Okay. He said that music would replace medicine one day, and they've actually cured cancer using frequency and vibration medicine. However, Big Pharma ain't having it. Trust me, there's a reason no one's heard of this, but I've heard actual scientists and doctors talking about this, and it is happening and it is real. And Big Pharma and media, and it's all run by like three or four really super rich families. That's what people don't realize. So, you know, stop feeding into the status quo, because all you're doing is putting food on their plates. So, Lawrence, I'm going to let you end the show this morning, and let me know your final thoughts. And,
perfect. So right there, I want to mention the fact that not only are there so many things that we're constantly told, not only are there so many things that we are force-fed, because like we mentioned earlier, as children, we're force-fed that because I'm a man, I must only wear blue. Because I'm a girl, I must only wear pink. When in reality, you can do whatever you want. And I have a friend who, she's at the time of this happening, she was 15 years old. She grew up in Indonesia, but because of how little educational resources she had there, at 15 years old, she immigrated to America, taught herself English, ended up getting a full ride scholarship to the University of Pennsylvania at 18, so keep in mind, this all happened within 3 years. She immigrated to a whole new country all the way across the world, taught herself an entire language, got a full ride scholarship in medical, so she's going to become a neuroscientist, all because she said, I can. Was it scary? Absolutely. Was it difficult to leave everything you knew across the world and learn a new language and integrate into a new culture and do all these college application processes and all of that? Absolutely. But did she say she can't? No, she said, how can I? I used to date somebody who her dad was 13 years old when he immigrated from Vietnam to America because he had to escape a war that was going on. He learned the entire language, opened a restaurant, saved up enough money to buy him, his wife, his children, and his mother all visas and houses all the way across in America. So he basically bought his whole family out of a war zone, learned a language all the way across the country. Keep in mind, that is a story that is very common. Like, it's shockingly common how often, if you just ask somebody, you can hear about a major event in their life where so often we would stop ourselves and go, there's no way I can do it. How in the world am I going to be able to afford this huge bill? How in the world will I afford to start my own business? You know, there's so many other people out there. There's Tony Robbins, and there's this guy and that girl and this woman and this person. How can I? You know, how can little old Lawrence do it? But instead of thinking all the reason we can't, we need to focus on how can we? And it starts with realizing that we have the key within us. Just all of these things society has put upon us about how we need to act, how we must dress. You can't talk like that. You have to wear your hair like this. You have to do this. You have to do that. We need to break free of the conditioning in order to realize our own power, in order to realize that we hold the key to our success, that we are the ones who can take back our life and create miracles. And I know I could go on and on about this, But we do not want to make this a 10-hour podcast. Because I, trust me, this is exactly right. What I coach people on.
I get that,
on.
Though. And, like, and you're 100% correct.
I could talk in and out of this. But
me too. And, you know, and it's a fair point that you mentioned of how common it is of a success story of people coming from other countries here and really making it work. And one thing that those people do have in common is they don't have the American media system shoved down their throat constantly. So they don't, you know, some of them are not even starting with the limited beliefs that we were told since watching Barney. Right. So, thank you for tuning in to another awesome episode of the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success. And we hope that you enjoyed it, that you found some inspiration in it. Please like and subscribe and share with your friends and family who need that inspiration, because you're all flowers who are out there blooming and you need to bloom in your own light, in your own space. So thank you, Lawrence, for as always, for being an amazing co-host. And thank you to all of the Fearless fam. And tune in next time. Thanks, guys.